This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Well, you can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, yes I am, yes I am, yes I am, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
I believe every lie that I ever told.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Brian Robinson from the Washington Commanders will join us coming up at 9 a.m. But right now, we're joined by Rick Snyder, 106.7 The Fan columnist. Rick, good morning. How are you?
Super. I knew you'd have me on election day. We can talk all about this.
Let's break it down.
I think we're going to talk about other topics. EB, did you want to ask Rick Snyder about the sculpture slash piece of art that you were...
Well, my buddy Bobby Horsey sent me. He knew exactly what I was talking about.
Okay, yeah.
All right. It's this big naked guy. I used to be at the Hirshhorn.
Okay.
Now, for some reason, my wife dragged me to that like 20 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Is the Hirshhorn, by the way, I don't even know. Is that an art gallery or is that a museum,
I mean,
Rick?
You can ask Rick.
I'm asking.
Well, it is one of the Smithsonian's. It's the round one next to the castle down on Independence Avenue.
Right. I went there one time. I don't know what it looks like. But that big naked guy, that's like a famous thing. My buddy says it's not there anymore. What do you know what I'm talking about?
I kind of do. I don't go into Hirshhorn very often because it's this new art that makes no sense. But I mean, it's like monkeys and colors and stuff. I don't know. It's not like the other. It's not like the other art couch. If it's the one I'm thinking of, I didn't know they'd moved it, but they're doing a lot of work to Hirshhorn. They're totally revamping the place, including the sculpture garden. They took everything out.
Right.
So that probably is one of them. So, you know, if you got that piece of art, yeah, you got some money. You should go over to Ted Leonsis's new gallery.
What's his gallery?
He's got one, you know where Clyde's is. So to the left of Clyde's, he opened a brand new gallery. He wants to turn the whole area into like this big arts district. You guys haven't quite heard about all this yet, but
correct.
You know, I went to his opening of it, and he's got Harry Benson.
We were supposed to go to that, actually.
We were invited to it.
We were totally supposed to go to that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was busy.
That was like a week or 10 days ago, right?
Yeah.
It was cool. You know, it was cool. They brought around... You know, food that you never saw before.
Again. Right.
But it was Harry Benson, great photographer, has all his stuff there, and it's free for people to go.
Right.
Go before the game. So you're going to see, you know, Leonsis is grabbing a lot of land around that arena. You're going to see a big change coming up in another year.
Really? All right. But that'd be great for the city, right?
Mm-hmm. Couldn't hurt. I mean, you don't even know where the portrait gallery is, and it's literally across the street.
Right.
So, you're going to see a lot of change. He's quietly making his move. So since they're not going anywhere,
right.
All right. Well, speaking of changes, our changes afoot for the Commanders. It is trade deadline day today. I believe 4 p.m. is the deadline for acquiring new players. Do you think Adam Peters Is a player, is Emmanuel Forbes going to be on the move? What do you see happening for the Commanders today?
First, is there no end to the NFL's arrogance to have trade deadline day on presidential election day? You know, that's just crazy. But I don't see a whole lot of change coming. But it's one of those things, I wouldn't be surprised if they made a move. I don't think they can make more of that. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't. Chemistry is so important with this team right now. Bringing a new guy, maybe fits in, maybe he doesn't. But you're taking a risk. But they could definitely use it. I mean, listen, right now you can win games with this secondary and no pass rushing, really. You can't win in January. And do you have a chance in January this time? Yes, they actually have a chance to be a real Super Bowl contender. Doesn't mean next year they will be. So this is your one chance. Do it. You know, do what you got to do to get there, because you might not see it again forever. And I think, you know, there's a couple guys out there, but nothing that thrills me. I mean, you could go for an edge rusher out of Cleveland with Smith, or maybe a corner with Jonathan Jones out of New England. You know, here the wild one is Chase Young is being dangled out there because the Saints figured him out, you know. And he's got half a contract year left, so you don't really obligate him. Could you see them bringing Chase Young back?
Hell no.
I mean,
that's the last thing, they want is a Ron guy.
I mean, first of all, he sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really funny when I hear that. But this staff has no connections to him, but they've gotten rid of everybody. I mean, Emmanuel Forbes has barely played the past month. I say dangle him as a trade bait thing. Somebody else would be dumb enough, like Jahan Dotson's trade, to give you something.
Like, what do you think realistically they could get on the market for Emmanuel Forbes? Like, somehow they swindled a third out of Howie Roseman for Dotson, which I still have a hard time believing.
You know, if you could maybe get a fifth, I mean, the good part is if you think you can fix him, because they all do, you got him under contract for 3 more years, and he's a first-round pick. So you could get him cheaper. But I'd throw him in as a trade. If you were really going to have to give up like a one or a two for somebody, maybe you can say, I'll give you Forbes two, and we lower the round one round. Instead, you know, I'll give you a two or a three instead of a one or a two and Forbes and get rid of that. I mean, literally, he's played no snaps, 2 of 4 games, 6 in another, and 23-1. That's it. They've abandoned him, and it's not like his replacements are great. They just don't want to play him anymore.
So what position would you want them to go after first? Would it be edge or corner or another position?
I go edge first because edge can help the corner. Yeah. You know, if you get a good edge there, good corner doesn't help an edge as much. So they could really use a guy on the front line, especially run. I mean, what I loved about the Giants win is both sides stood there and said, I'm going to run over you, see if you can stop me. And they were last man standing because the Giants took their shots too. And that was a good game to win because it wasn't a finesse downfield game. This was a smash mouth game. So that showed me some, you know, intensity of what they can do and the line can hold. But they need better run defense too. And not that an edge guy does that, but it helps. So I think that's, if they do anything, I think it's an edge rusher.
Yeah, the next 2 weeks will be challenging, not just because of the teams, but you know, the fact that they haven't had a bye yet, all right? So, and they're starting to get nicked up a little bit with, you know, Brian Robinson having some issues on the defensive line. Hopefully, Jonathan Allen, of course, is out for the year, but you know, Pittsburgh will pose a challenge because of their defense, right? And especially their edge rushers. And then Philly is starting to put it together with 4 straight wins, and Barkley is pretty much unstoppable. So you just have to, you already talked about stopping the run. You have to try and figure out a way, because that game is more important than Pittsburgh because it's a division game. You've got to have to find a way to stop Barkley somehow. So maybe they do go out and get somebody to try and help stop Barkley in particular in the 2 games they have to face him.
Yeah, I mean, Barkley's flipping over people backwards now. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I think next week, you got a Sunday and a Thursday night. Just try not to go 0-2. If you got to lose one, lose to Pittsburgh, like you said. The Philly games will probably decide the division title.
Yep.
You know, if you split, I think if they split them, I think Marston wins the title on this. They've got some winnable games down the stretch. They got some tough ones, but it could go at least 4-4 down the end here, and that's 11 wins. What I love about this season so far is, unlike the last 5 times they've made the playoffs during the Snyder era, they had to be life and death to get into playoffs. This time they're playing with house money on the front. They haven't done that since 91. So it's kind of one of the seasons you can actually enjoy versus, oh, my God, they finally made it at the end.
How would you feel, though, if they lose the next two, which are going to be tough games against the Steelers and Eagles?
Yeah, and then they play Dallas. So, I mean, it's not a death knell.
But Dallas will be without Dak.
Yeah, I think they can beat Dallas at this point.
They better beat Dak or a Dakless Cowboy team.
Well, didn't that backup go like 5-0 or something that one year?
Cooper Rush,
yeah.
But here's the thing, just kind of looking at the schedule of the next month, Rick. It's unfortunate for Commanders fans that the Eagles are playing Dallas in Dallas, but Dak's not going to be there. Not, I still would have picked Philly, but at least with Dak, you have a shot. Then Philly has to play, obviously, here against or at home against Washington. Then they got to play the Rams on the road, and then they got to play Baltimore on the road. So they've got two toughies after the Commander game. So if the Commanders can beat Philly just based on the upcoming schedule, man, that would be huge because you could see Philly losing. Hell, they could lose both those games on the road, Rams and Ravens.
Yeah, it's a good point. And I think if they go 0-2 next week, what it means is forget the division title, but you could still very much be a wild card. So, you know, that might help you around in the playoffs. I mean, I think they can get at least one round into the playoffs. And then you see, you know, what you have left. This team is steadily improving on there.
Hey,
and
you watch.
Kind of, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, Rick, you watched Jaden in the preseason. And I think you were optimistic. He's far exceeded anything you could have projected, right?
Yeah. I mean, his playbook knowledge is even better than I guessed. But he looked good coming into camp. I knew he studied hard. The great thing in the summer is you never saw the ball on the ground. And so I'm not surprised by his completions. But I guess the thing, he still has a little bit of work to do on spotting downfield receivers. But, I mean, the question is he rookie of the year? Is he also MVP? They get to the playoffs, he's got a shot at MVP. That's phenomenal. He might be their best passer and player overall since Sonny.
Saying a lot because you've got Hall of Famers.
Well, I mean, quarterback-wise.
Okay, quarterback, sure.
He's just, he's the real deal, and he's got the right attitude. Unlike some of the quarterbacks we've seen come through here that just thought they walked on water and they wouldn't put in the work. I mean, it's just he's done everything right. And he's got Kingsbury, which helps a lot.
Kingsbury's been great. I didn't like him in the first six quarters that he coached, but after that, he's been great. What do you say to guys like Drab and others? I really like to point my bitterness at Drab that say they haven't seen enough. That and there are 1 year wonders. Guys do have 1 year and then sort of disappear. But I just don't see any warning signs that hey, this could be a fluke.
Yeah, because it's putting the work in. That's the difference between he and Chase Young. Chase Young had a great rookie year, and they didn't put in the work. And he fell off the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't think Jaden does that. I think he continues. He's a guy that shows up at 5:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Unless something radical changes like that, he'll continue to be better. But I agree, your sophomore year is when everybody's had more time to take a look at you and figure out what to do. I mean, Robert Griffin, but he had an injury too. But you've got to always keep working hard. I mean, in the NFL, the day you stop working is the day you're out of the league. Happens. I've had coaches tell me that. Why do fringe players last 3 years and disappear? Because they stop putting in the work because they think they got it made. Mm-hmm. And boom, they're gone.
Right.
I don't see that happening with this kid. I mean, he's going to Wizards games, which are kind of weird. Why do you want to watch that? But,
but he was understated. Like, one thing that was impressive, you're talking about kind of the way that he carries himself, he was pretty understated. He wasn't dressing with anything crazy.
He wasn't at his presser, though. He was wearing a Big Five jewelry thing. It's fine.
He's young. He's got a lot of some coin in his pocket. Let him spend some of it. It's all good.
It's fine. But he wasn't exactly understated there.
Yeah, it's a big chain.
He's a lot like Champ Bailey was. They're just cool guys that you like.
Right.
Champ was like that, too. I mean, once in a while, you get a guy like that. That's who he is. It's sort of like, when things look bad, it's just the guy that looks at you and go, we got this, and he cruises on out.
Right.
And he does.
Do you like them against the Steelers?
No. I think this, people get on me, but I'm like, you can't pick them to win every game. That's Larry Michael Skin's tangibles pick.
That's a good recall there, Rick.
Yeah, it's only a few years ago. I still have some memory left of those years. But it's I think Pittsburgh's maybe just going to catch them two at the right time. But, you know, this offense, you never know. But I think this defense is a little tired, too. I think this is a game that they catch. In Philly, you can get your adrenaline back up a little bit. Pitt, this is not quite that game. I'd be interested to see what the fans are in the stand. What's the ratio? You know, did the Steelers fans get these tickets early before Commanders fans started buying them?
Right.
Because they've had the home crowd four games already this season, barely against the Giants. But, you know, I want to see that. Normally, last year, this would be, 90% Steelers crowd.
Yeah.
So I think it might be 50-50 this time.
All right.
That's better than 90-10 the other ways. Rick, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys.
That's Rick Snyder, 106.7 The Fan columnist. Don't forget, later in the show, we'll be joined by Sean Syed from Sumer Sports. Talk NFL with him. And, of course, we'll talk Commanders with Brian Robinson, their running back. He'll join us at 9 a.m. So,
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It is election day. We haven't really touched on it very much, but go out and vote. Make your voice heard. Do that
thing. I'm so glad it's almost over because the political ads are so annoying.
How are they getting our phone numbers?
I don't know. It's a great question. I get texts all the time.
It's more than ever.
I block, calls.
I've become Dikembe Mutombo on my phone. Just blocking everything. So many blocks.
Yeah. I do that,
but
too.
But they're relentless. It's like spam emails.
Yes.
You block a number. More just keep coming. It's crazy.
But the political ads, I mean.
Finally, we're
all day.
We made it. We made it. We're free and clear of it now.
If you're a TV salesperson, though, you're distraught because you're just getting easy money from Hogan, from Also Brooks, from Hinman, from Anderson. Right. It's easy money.
You guys are all losers. I have a buddy who's in political ad sales. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they
just rake it in. Destroying.
They kill it.
Mm-hmm. So we have some election day numbers here about voting and what you would do with your vote. 34% of people would sell their vote for $5,000.
I 100% would.
I would.
$5,000?
I mean, I hate to admit it, I may not
vote. $5,000?
I don't care.
Perfectly happy. I'm thrilled that you're not voting.
What are you doing?
Well, he knows.
I'm not in a battleground.
Yeah, he's. I mean, he knows.
My state is.
I was in Pennsylvania. I'd vote.
You got to vote in the biggies. Yeah. You got to vote in the biggies.
I dislike the vote.
No, you don't.
I guess you don't have.
You have
to.
A right to vote and a right not
to vote. I'm
going to
vote today at probably noon, and there'll be maybe 30 people in line. It'll go quick.
Now, an online poll asked people if they'd be willing to
sell
their
vote. But I would
sell
it for 5Gs.
34% said no. They want to vote themselves no matter the cost. But another 34% said they would sell their vote, but they'd have to get at least $5,000 for it. Uh-huh. 12% said that they would do it for between $1,000 and $5,000. And another 21% said they would sell their vote for any amount. $5. For $5, sure.
For bag of M&Ms.
Yeah, for whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, those are the people that wouldn't vote anyway.
Now, this one didn't surprise me because
I would exchange my vote for this. An online poll asked if you would be willing to give up your right to vote in exchange for, quote, eternal luck. Who's not going to take that offer?
So I can win all my FanDuel parlays?
Meaning like, oh, I'm not going to get cancer or die of a heart attack? That's luck.
I'm going to hit the Powerball?
Jason, can you imagine playing golf and every ball hits a tree and bounces in the middle of the fairway?
I make every 15-footer for par.
Every tennis match you play in, the ball clips the net, it falls in the other side of the net.
Yes, I would do that in a heartbeat.
You get dealt pocket aces all the time.
I might eternal luck. I might trade the $5,000 for eternal luck.
Oh yeah, of course
for
you would.
trade $1 million for that.
You'd give your entire 401k for eternal luck.
Right.
That means you'd never get a tumor.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
You just run hot all the time.
Yeah. That means your tooth would never hurt.
And you'd get out of every ticket.
Yeah.
You get pulled over, you're out of every ticket.
Well, you buy a lotto ticket every day.
You're just a big giant luck box. You can do that in a heartbeat.
Right. Jason, in line today, how much would you turn around for? How much money in your hand?
Somebody's gonna pay you off.
The minimum.
Some jerk YouTuber comes up just handing out money.
$1,000?
I think you might do it for $100.
Yeah. Somebody had a $100 bill. I wouldn't do it for $100. $500, $600?
That's like selling out your country, though. You can't do it. It's literally like treason.
Jason,
people die for your right to vote, and you're going to sell it for
But here's the deal.
Capitalism.
This is what you don't know. You don't know if that person who's buying it is going to vote for the same person. What if he does?
Jason, I know you're not turning this deal down. Jason.
Well, you don't know. You have no idea. What?
Unlimited FanDuel reloads.
Oh, that's 100%.
I know.
But you don't even cash out your FanDuel. You just lose it.
If I start making money like I did last night at FanDuel, I might start cashing out.
What did you have going last night? Eternal luck.
You got the eternal luck.
I hit some anytime touchdown plays. For me, there were bigger plays.
Yeah.
I veered from my big teaser thing, and I lost all my. I did a bunch of anytime touchdown parlays.
Oh, you did?
Losers.
They're very tempting.
I know they seem so easy.
I placed an 8-leg massive favorites college bet over the weekend, and
which one hooked?
Three or four lost. Like Iowa State took an L. Yeah, I mean,
they lost Texas Tech.
Two or three other teams just took L's.
This was one of those weeks in college football where Moneyline parlays just got bunged.
Yeah, well, you're
because seven ranked teams lost.
Do they ever hit those big Moneyline parlays?
Oh, yeah.
They do?
Yeah. I mean,
who'd you have getting in the end zone? Like Travis Kelce, it probably tortured you. You got to like the one. Those are the worst.
If you have
an anytime touchdown and the guy gets a catch,
I told you I had Rashad White and I had D-Hop.
Well, I had the
both hit.
I didn't have.
I doubled down
Hunt.
On Malik Nabers, picked him on the show, and I bet it. And he had 9 catches.
Had a lot of catches.
He didn't really sniff the end zone.
Yeah, that was all like inside the 20s.
Yeah, and it was all late. It just was bad.
Hey, triple down on him this week. He gets to face the Panthers in Germany. Probably going to score this weekend.
I guess I gotta start betting on McLaurin.
McLaurin scores all the time.
McLaurin had 3 targets, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, 2 catches.
Yep. He had like 20 yards.
Yeah, 19 yards, I think.
Yeah, but you know what? Had a great day.
He had a great day.
Banner day.
Yeah.
What's he got? 6 now?
6
I think
already.
He's got 6. I think one more will tie his
rookie year, he had 7.
Yeah.
And he's been less than that ever since.
He's had bumps throwing the football.
He's had literal garbage cans throwing him footballs.
Yeah.
I hate saying that about Sam Howell. I kind of liked him.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
As a competitor.
Whatever.
I don't think Sam's a bum.
Do you miss Sam Howell?
No.
No, this guy's way better.
Nobody misses Sam Howell.
I like him as a backup quarterback.
I appreciate the respect you
I like him as a solid backup quarterback.
I think he's better than Bryce Young.
I don't know if that's.
Well, true. Could you have a lower bar better than Bryce Young?
Well, Bryce Young 6 months ago was 1-1.
Yeah, he was.
Not 6
well,
months ago.
A year and a half ago.
But
yeah,
his value has taken a serious hit.
Right.
He might get dealt.
It's possible.
Oh, I think he needs to be dealt.
I mean, if you're the Panthers, you get any
sort of respectable
offer. If
I was him, I would want to be dealt. I wouldn't want to play there.
Yeah, you need
for
to
that
be
owner.
Sometimes guys just need to change the scenery.
And so he might get dealt.
Cakes, you're rooting for Cooper Rush to get hurt so you can see Trey Lance on the field.
I mean, JP, my Trey Lance bags are officially empty. They're worth nothing at this point. I've taken an L on Trey Lance.
Yeah, Trey Lance not a thing.
I've learned to take the L on Trey Lance. Now, can he have a late career turnaround? He's not even that old. Can he have a Baker Mayfield-like turnaround? I don't know.
I'm guessing that's probably not going to happen.
Unlikely, because Baker at least flashed a little early.
It's hard to have a turnaround when big oaf Mike McCarthy is going to play Cooper Rush over you. It's hard to have a turnaround as a third stringer.
But maybe he could be a Malik Willis-like turnaround.
That
given an opportunity, start showing you a little something.
I've lost my zeal for stumping for Trey Lance. I mean, when when the guy gets dealt and gets no run, it's hard to have zeal for that guy.
I feel like Trey Lance, he could be a great tight end. Big kid.
It's kind of late in the game for him to change his position.
It's
at
late.
This point.
He's got a great arm, but the guy runs great.
Yeah.
Big kid, super athletic.
He's going to be a member of Team Bald before he knows it. His hairline is going.
Is that right?
Yeah. He's going to be hanging out with me and Drabby.
I was watching Cornell basketball last night.
Yeah.
And my daughter's boyfriend plays on the hoop team.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like their first game. And so
they're playing a D3 school.
Okay. Some D3 school, I don't know, from New York.
Who are their big guarantee? Do they have any guarantee games where they're guaranteed to get their ass beat for like $500,000 check?
Well, I think they play Stanford for the first time ever.
Okay.
So Stanford probably give it to them.
Probably work them, yeah. Let me check their schedule.
But they had a couple kids on there on the D3 school that were just like going bald.
Okay.
It just felt terrible for him. I mean, they're like 21
years old. It's a bad beat in college.
You know?
Trying to just get with the chicks is not a good look.
I just felt so bad for him. First of all, they were on a terrible hoop team. And they're just going bald.
Yeah, it's bad. It's not great.
At 20, 21,
it can happen.
It's bad really genes.
Really hurt your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not great.
Hey, getting back to the...
They're playing at Syracuse. They're going to get...
Syracuse.
They're going to give it. I don't know.
Syracuse bubble team last year.
They're better than Cornell.
Syracuse has barely won last night.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about Maryland's debut of Derek Queen.
Oh, what a...
22-20.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Ain't bad.
People were saying it was like Joe Smith-esque type of debut. Like he may be like a one and done in college.
I was going to say,
100%, he's a one and done.
Enjoy it for the next, 6 months, because that'll probably be it.
And I'm gonna text my son who's at College Park. Get your tickets, go see him this year.
Were you going to say something, or was it? Yeah, just move on. All right.
Howard started their season out of Lawrence, Kansas, and played the Jayhawks. They got $100,000 for that game.
Right,
they did.
Should have gotten more, probably.
Probably, and then. Although basketball is a lot different than football. I mean, football, they'll give $1 million to a school. But they lost. And then I think Howard will play Missouri. So they're out there to play Kansas and Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Missouri's paying them something, too.
Oh, they have to be.
I saw some highlights of Cooper Flagg.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Super athletic. I mean, they're not playing anybody. We'll see what happens this season. But he's the likely number one pick in the NBA draft after this season.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the highlights. I'm sure he's legit.
Cornell Hoops plays Penn State on January 5th. I think that's a tough opponent. It's Penn State. I don't know how you pronounce this. Skykel? Skookel?
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 That's not the main campus.
Skookel?
That's like the Maryland Eastern Shore.
I mean, they play Princeton. Princeton will probably boat race them.
Princeton's picked number one.
Yeah.
I think Cornell's picked third or fourth in the conference.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
They gave the boots to Marywood University.
That's who it was.
Just pwned them right.
I just can't believe that college hoops has already started.
It's here.
It was like 200 games.
Well, dude, it's
a
long season too.
I know.
So my daughter's volleyball season is about to end, right? In like 2 weeks. Hoop season goes, think about it, from basically like mid-October. If you make it to your conference tournament and then you make it to the NCAA tournament, it goes to like mid-March.
I know. It is a long season.
It's like 6 months.
Yes. 100%.
It's a grind. Can you imagine practicing every day, traveling, everything
else,
and then trying to keep up your schoolwork? If you go to an Ivy League school, you actually have to do your work.
It's like real work.
Yeah.
Or hosting a radio show.
Yeah, and then traveling and going to all the games.
It's brutal.
Yeah. Trust me,
it's a grind.
It wears you out. The drive.
It's grinding down your teeth. I know that.
It's a grind.
No, I was talking about Doug Gottlieb.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how he's doing it. Is he still hosting that thing? I know he's going to. Like, how's his schedule actually working out? Is he actually doing it? How the hell is he doing that? That's so
amazing.
He's gonna have a lot. He's gonna have a
There's
lot of
no way.
Here's how. He's not taking naps in the afternoon. Like these radio.
He's gonna have guest hosts all the time.
Yeah, but like in season, that's like full. Like there's not a lot of chill time in season.
But I'm saying
I think the show is just 2 hours.
Still.
I know.
You got to prepare. You can't just show up.
Is he going to just do it in a hotel on a road trip?
I'm sure he'll do
remotes.
Or is he
just going to have guest hosts?
I'm sure he's going to do remotes. Like, that's a thing. Like, easy. Like, you do remotes. Oh. But you got to prep. And you got to carve out time. And you can't think about your dumb hoopty.
I see another big fat L for Cornell. They're at Cal. Mm-hmm. Guessing that's not going to go the Big Red? Mm-hmm. That's not going to go the Big Red's way. Most likely.
You're being very hard on my boys.
Well, I'm just pointing out the guarantee games where they're going to get big fat checks.
I don't even know if they get big fat checks.
They don't get big fat checks.
I don't think they're
not college hoops.
Decent.
Maybe it's not what you think.
I mean, to fly to California, they're getting paid something.
I understand, but it's not $1 million.
No, it's not like football guarantees.
Yeah.
Those are the big ones.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. I mean, maybe. I mean, all schools are like in the business of making money.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not even sure that that's a... Is that a thing with the Ivy League where they fly around and just collect checks?
I have no idea.
I don't even know.
I would think they could.
You know what? They've got enough in the coffers for their endowment.
They have so much in their endowment. It's obnoxious.
I mean, let me look at the Cornell endowment. What's your best guess?
Yeah, but I don't think they use the endowment for travel plans.
No, they don't. I don't even know if they
don't
use
that
for. Who knows?
That's what I'm saying. So if Howard goes to go play Kansas...
Oh.
For $100,000, well, they're using some of that for the travel.
Cornell, their endowment returned 8.7% in the fiscal year ending June 30th, adding nearly $860 million to their $10.7 billion endowment.
Think about that.
Just put it in a treasury and just
$10.7 billion.
Just sitting on basically $11 billion. Yeah. Just sitting on it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
What are they going to do with all that money?
I don't know what they do. They should buy players.
It's a scam.
This is a real question.
Why don't they buy Derek Queen?
What do colleges do? What do colleges do with those absurd endowments?
Buy Cooper Flag.
Something corrupt, I'm sure.
Like, do they build new buildings? Do they? I can tell you what Merrill is not doing with their endowment: putting AC in Hagerstown Hall. I know they're not doing
those
that.
Old condo of those old dorm rooms.
I know they're not doing that.
Yeah.
I can confirm that.
Yeah.
As of last year, at least.
Right. No, I don't know. It's criminal how big these endowments are, and then they still charge, what they do for tuition.
That is an absurd amount of cash.
Yeah. And that's tip of the iceberg. I mean, look at what, Harvard's endowment is.
It's probably $50
billion. Right.
Trabby, what were you saying? You got an update on Gottlieb?
I'm listening to his podcast. He was doing his show from a place called Eskimo Joe's in Stillwater yesterday.
Sounds like a radio bit.
And, he's traveling.
And Green Bay lost to the Oklahoma State last night.
So he's just he's a traveling road show.
He did his show before the game.
Yeah.
And from a bar.
What was that, their opening game?
Yeah.
So they're 0-1. It's going to be a tough,
what about Eskimo Joe's?
Tough sled.
All right, what about
Cube? I mean, okay, you're expected to lose that one.
Hey, are we going to be on Gottlieb Watch every night?
Might have to be.
There's going to be a Gottlieb update on the sports page every day.
We should be betting against him every single week.
I'm not,
By the way, Harvard's endowment, $53.2 billion.
Right, five times.
Yeah.
Is big. Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's criminal, actually, is what it is. On that money.
Do they use some of that for tuition?
I don't know what they use
lower
it for.
Income.
I couldn't tell
students.
You.
I don't know.
Or I'm not sure what they.
I don't think.
Or do they pay their? Do they pay their staff with that? Do they pay their professors?
Look. I couldn't have less of a clue.
I'm pretty sure
what they do.
I don't know what they. I'm pretty sure they don't kick that to the athletic funds.
Probably not.
That's like a
it's
whole.
Probably not a priority.
Whole different
for
source.
Them. All right, don't forget, later in the show, we'll be joined by Sean Syed from Sumer Sports. We'll talk NFL with him. And Brian Robinson from the Commanders. He'll join the show coming up at 9 a.m. Time now for the Junkies Blitz. Don't forget, Brian Robinson from your Washington Commanders. He will join the show coming up at 9 a.m. So you don't want to miss that. That'll be bad if you missed it. All right, time now for the Junkies Blitz. That is brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture, too.
All right, on Tuesdays, I like to play true-false during the Junkies Blitz. I saw this graphic. I put it up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, about Jim Harbaugh. My true-false statement is, true-false, Jim Harbaugh is the best coach in the NFL. I'll give you the graphic. So the graphic was, he took over in San Francisco in 2011. The year before, they were 6-10. In 2011, they were 13-3. Then he goes to Michigan, took over a 5-7 team. Next season, his first season in Michigan, 10-3. Last year, the Chargers were 5-12. They're off to a 5-3 start.
Yeah. He's one of them. I'm not going to say he's the best. Let's see what he does this year.
I'd say false.
He's got to get to the playoffs and win some games in the postseason.
I mean, I would still put Andy Reid and Tomlin above
Reed
him
and Tomlin,
at this point.
Harbaugh. I mean,
John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh.
He's not even the best coach in his family.
Yeah, John Harbaugh.
Good one. I like you standing up for your guy, Valdez.
Can't beat his big brother.
That's right. It's true.
He's a very good coach, though. He's won everywhere. Every level, everywhere he's been, he's won. But let's see what he does this year and over the next couple of years. If he gets to the Super Bowl or gets to conference championships, all right, I'll put him in that category.
So far, pretty good marriage of Harbaugh and Herbert. Mm-hmm. Herbert not putting up the gaudy numbers.
Well,
he only has 10 touchdowns.
Coming out of the bye, they have been throwing more because they were really leaning on J.K. Dobbins in the early portion of the season. And I think they realized this guy has a really long injury history. We don't want to overtax him and his body. They're leaning more on Herbert in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
I still think
Herbert only has one pick.
Mm-hmm.
He's not throwing the ball as much.
Herbert is excellent. Jaden is special.
I tend to just agree with you.
Okay.
You know where I stand. Team
right.
Jaden.
Right. That's all.
I'm a Jaden guy.
Do you have a jersey yet?
No. I bought one for my son, but I don't have one yet.
We got to thank Tom Turley, Cakes and I.
Yes.
Yeah, for some reason, he sent me this awesome Titleist hat with the Cornell logo on the side.
Nice.
I'm actually wearing
very thoughtful.
One that I got myself. And then he sent Cakes, a Cakes classic.
He sent one with the Junks logo, and then he's got Do 7 as the Cakes. Like, I mean, it's nice, but am I really going to wear this, Tom Turley?
Come on. Get it to Mar. Maybe Mar.
Use your brain, Tom.
He knows you wear beanies.
Maybe I'll wear it at the Cakes Classic tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
Maybe it brings me good luck tomorrow.
All right. So anyway, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Tom.
It's actually an awesome hat. I like it.
Thank you for the novelty beanie.
True or false, Bill Belichick will be the Cowboys' next head coach.
Ooh.
I was defending McCarthy a couple weeks ago, but it's turned south.
Can Belichick work with Jerry?
I mean, he could be the Jets' next head coach. He could be the Cowboys' next head. He could be the Saints' next head coach.
It was a track, but he would never do the Jets. Didn't he already coach the Jets and left them?
He
spurned them like twice.
The Jets on the
I don't think he's ever going back to
scratch
the Jets.
I'll say true.
I would say these teams would be in play. Jaguars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, you'd have Trevor Lawrence. I think the Bears are going to be in play. Does he want to work with Caleb?
Yeah.
Saints. I don't know. There'll be other teams that'll open up, but those are three that come to mind.
Don't you think the Giants will open up?
The Giants probably. That might be a good landing spot for him too.
Jags, I think, will probably open up.
Yeah.
Bears.
You never know. A team like, let's say, the Bengals missed the playoffs this year.
Cowboys probably.
Bengals have the Ravens on Thursday night, right?
Yep. Here in Baltimore, I believe.
Now, if the Bengals win, they're in the mix for an AFC wildcard spot for sure. If they lose, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you never know.
Probably be
and
five
or
six openings.
If you're Belichick, you'd rather inherit Joe Burrow
Absolutely.
Than a lot of the other trash quarterbacks at some of those other teams.
Yeah, you'd rather have the guy that's got 20 touchdown passes already this season.
That would kind of make sense. But I'll say true, I think Jerry Jones offers him a giant sack of cash to take over from McCarthy, and I think it's a good fit.
True or false, Kirk Cousins, who is 1-4 in the playoffs,
that's my guy,
will win a playoff game this year.
He's certainly capable. I don't know if he will. I mean,
will
he can't do it by himself.
Atlanta's probably going to, are they going to win their division? They might.
I think they
might
will.
Host a playoff game.
I'm going to say true.
Say true. I'm going to bet on
my guy,
I'm going to
say
Kirk-y.
True this year, especially if they host.
I'm going to say definitely possible. He's not going to kill him.
There's some separation now in the NFC South with the Buccaneers
lead.
Losing. Mm-hmm. And remember, they beat the Bucs twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they basically had a three-game lead.
And he had great games against
so
the
they're
Bucs
going
both
to
times.
Win that division. They're really, they're a game back of where the Commanders are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing much better football. I mean, the last 2 weeks, Kirk's got 7 touchdowns, no picks. He's up to 17 touchdowns with 7 picks, and it looks like they've found themselves offensively here.
Tell the NFC West is wide open, man.
The only issue is Drake London now is a hip pointer, so we don't know how long he's going to be out. But, like, he can just throw the ball to Darnell Mooney. He can throw more balls to Bijan Robinson out of the backfield. Like, they've got a nice assortment of skill players.
Is London going to be out this week?
We don't know yet. It's too early. Need to see how he practices this week.
Their defense isn't great. They are sixth in passing in the NFL in passing yards per game.
I mean, they're currently the 3 seed in the NFL playoffs.
So I'm saying.
As of right now.
Keep your eye on Kirky.
They have a 90% playoff probability.
True or false, the Colts will go back to Anthony Richardson as their starting quarterback after this week.
After?
I don't know if it's after this week, but I think at some point they will go back to Anthony Richardson. If Joe Flacco keeps putting out duds like he did against Minnesota, they will go back, especially if they're out of the playoff hunt.
What if they what if they shock everybody and trade him?
Trade who?
Richardson.
Who would want him?
I think a lot of teams raw materials.
A team that's desperate need for a quarterback, and they're willing to try to rebuild him. So he clearly is failing in Indianapolis. Maybe he just needs another year.
I would be surprised if they traded him.
I would too. It would be shocking, but you never know.
I think it could happen after this week, because if you lose to the Bills, which you probably will lose, and let's say Flacco did have a dud, like, are you going to compete for a playoff spot if you're 4-6 in the AFC?
But, yeah, if you're
not done.
If you're dead, then you're going to trot out Richardson at some point to see if he can be rehabilitated and improved. I'm not just going to keep throwing Flacco out in week 14 and 15 if you're out of the playoff hunt, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, I think it depends on how Flacco plays. But let's say he has another dud, as you mentioned, Cakes, and you drop to 4-6.
Yeah.
I mean, even though you'd probably still be 8, 9, or 10 mm-hmm. in the AFC, I just don't see them as a playoff team if they lose this week.
Then they play the Jets in New York the following week.
All right, last one for you. True or false, I saw ESPN's power rankings.
Ooh. Are we guessing where they...
I haven't
seen them.
True or false, Washington is a top 5 team in the NFL right now.
According to power rankings? Or
in according to you, Washington's a top 5 team in the NFL. I'll give you the context.
Chiefs, Lions, Bills, Ravens.
I'll say false, but it's not by a lot. It's not by a lot.
Jason just nailed the top 4.
Kind of depends on what happens this week. I mean,
at number 5, they have the Washington Commanders.
Where do they have the Steelers? At 6? Probably have them right outside back. The top 5.
Have to go back and find it.
I mean, that is what a glow up that is since the beginning of the season when they were down at like 30, 31, 32 in almost every list.
And now they're 5.
5. They have the Steelers at 7, if this is the ESPN list.
Yes.
Steelers at 7, Packers are 8.
They got Eagles, Vikings at 6.
Eagles 9, and the Falcons at 10. So they're right there.
Washington Commanders, number 5. Mm-hmm. True or false, Cakes?
Are you
truther?
Number 5, EB. Look at that. Number 5 in the power rankings.
You saying true?
I'm going to say false. I think they're 1 or 2 spots off the top 5.
Beat the Steelers, they're clearly a top 5 team.
Oh, yeah. Steelers
win, Steelers are top 5, and then Washington's like right there at 7-ish, maybe 8.
Who are they better than?
Who? The Steelers?
The Commanders. You're saying if the Commanders beat the Steelers, who would they supplant in the top 5?
Who would they knock out?
Would they be
Kansas
better than
Kansas City, Detroit, Buffalo, or Baltimore?
So it's Kansas City, Buffalo, Detroit, Baltimore,
Washington.
Right. So they wouldn't supplant anybody. They would be 5.
They just stay at 5.
Am I missing a team?
Nope.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I thought you said if they beat the Steelers, they're definitely in the top 5.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying in my rankings.
Yes, in your rankings.
Yeah. They wouldn't be 5 yet, but if they beat the Steelers, yes, they're 5.
Speaking of the Steelers, when we come back, we will discuss, should the Commanders be 2.5-point favorites against the Pittsburgh Steelers as they come to Northwest Stadium this Sunday? We'll discuss that next here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.